Chazal tell us that different nuschois, but what it basically amounts to is Chayav Odom Loimar. When will my actions reach the level of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? And it sounds like the expectation is Chayav Odom Loimar all the time. It's not like Chayav Odom Loimar until he's 21 or until he's 32. It's an ongoing thing. All of life we're striving. We know we're not going to achieve that greatness. It's highly unlikely, although maybe it is possible. I don't know. But Chayav Odom Loimar, Mosai, when is it going to happen? I'm constantly striving to reach the level of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And therefore, sometimes the lessons that we learn from the Ovis, and especially with these parshiyos, sometimes can be a little bit overwhelming. Because, I'm so far from that. I can't even understand it. I don't know what you're talking about. It doesn't make any sense. It's beyond me. Well, maybe so. But Chazal have taught us that even though it may, in actuality, be beyond me, the striving and the attempt and the image and the reach to Yagia Masa Lamasa Yavoisai does have a positive impact on a person. There's two, hope we'll have time, there's two little he'oros over here which I think are significant in that context. Where Avraham Avinu speaks to Hashem and he says, Matitin li v'ani hoylech v'anoichi hoylech hariri. So the Ralbag says there's a Toyelis here in Midas. Behu, Sheroi sheyishtadel ho'odom sheyiyya lo yizera lekayim hamin. It's appropriate for a person to do ishtadlus, that he should have descendants to maintain the species, to maintain mankind, that the world should continue. Hashem created a world and he wants it to continue, and therefore it's our responsibility to be mishtadl that we should have a zera lekayim hamin. Haloi tira, what's the raya? Shavro mimhe yoisei sholem zeho oifin mehashleimus asher hoyaboy. Avram had such a shleimus in terms of his connection to Hashem, and I guess in terms of accepting the fact that he went for 100 years and he didn't have a child. Besides all that, hoyodoyeg al heyoisei hoylech hariri. He was worried about the fact that he was childless. Because the pasuk says, "Matitein livo nochi hoylech hariri," he's expressing his worry in terms of not having children. And the question occurred to me that I understand that he's expressing worry, but this is the raya that it's roy lishtadel. How do we know he was roy, especially at this age, to be mishtadel? I don't know which age exactly that was. He was very old. He said, so he said, how do we know that he's roy tilishtadl? I'll tell you like this, that he was doyeg, he was worried, he knows that he has a responsibility to the kiyum hamin, he knows that it's a mitzvah gedoyl, and he wants to participate in it, and he's worried, I don't have the opportunity. But where do we see from there that he was mishtadl? I'll tell you, no, it doesn't prove that it's roy shishtadl. Maybe at a certain point, and in Taka, in such in Yonim, sometimes they advise people, I don't know what it means exactly, but, Adkan, you did your ishtadlus, you tried. What is the raya from the fact that I'm worried that, look, there's an obligation to be mekayim the min, and I'm not doing it, to the fact that therefore I know that I must be mishtadl? L'choira, it could only be that if there was no achrayus to be mishtadl, then there'd be no worry. There'd be no worry. What does that mean? If I wasn't achroy to be mishtadl, I wouldn't worry. And if we find Avraham Avinu worrying, it could only be because there is an achrayus to be mishtadl. What does that mean? Because, what are you talking about? There's such a chiyuv, there's such an inyan, there's such a mitzvah, there's such a need. And Avraham Avinu, his mishpocha, look what the Bnei Avraham Avinu, the Rachmonim, Baishonim, Goimli Chasodim, the Klal Yisrael that has led the world in approaching and achieving and demanding Shleimus and Torah and civilization. This is all descendants of Avraham Avinu. So he says, no. He says, I'm not mechuyev anymore in Ishtadlus. There's nothing I could do, whatever it is, I'm not mechuyev. All of a sudden, there's nothing to worry about. And it's only because that I'm still mechuyev in ishtadlus that I could worry. It seems that worry is something that has very delicate and defined and refined gedorim. And the gedor seems to be that when you are mechuyev to do something, then there's a concept of worrying even about the result, because he's worrying. He says, "V'anoichi hoylech ariri." The worry was, he says, "Hoyodoyeg al hayoyse hoylech ariri." But that's only when there's something that I'm mechuyev to do about it. But the moment it reaches the gedor that I'm not mechuyev to do anything about it, it's necessary. It makes a difference in the world. It should be done, but I'm not mechuyev anymore. If you're not mechuyev, there's no such thing as worry. The person has to have such a sense of being at peace with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and with his directives, that the only thing that worries me is what's my responsibility to do. And the only time, and when I'm responsible, when I have a responsibility, I'm worried about the outcome. The outcome concerns me. He was doyeg al shoheilech hariri. But if I wasn't mechuyev to do anything, then all of a sudden there's nothing to worry about. Because the only issue in life is what am I mechuyev to do at any given time? And when I'm mechuyev, then the issue is I worry about the world. If I'm mechuyev to do something to help the world, then the chiyuv is to worry about it, and I think about it, and I lose sleep about it, and I care about it, and I wonder, and all knowing that Hashem does everything anyway. But that's my responsibility. But at the moment that I'm now excused, no more, you're not mechuyev. Adkan. How do we know these things? That's a different discussion. Avraham Avinu knew, he would have known. At the moment that I'm not mechuyev anymore, then at that moment, there's nothing to worry about. It's a whole different sense of peace of mind in life. The only worry is, what do I have to do? Even though when I worry about what I have to do, I worry about the results as well. I mean, worry, we're not talking about the person has to have bitochon, whatever, but the concern is there. But that's only when there's something for me to do. The minute that it's not negeila halocha, that it's not negeila maisa, then there's nothing to think about. So I don't know exactly. I mean, that's certainly something that may be beyond us, but it's a basic concept to realize that the only thing that we really have to be concerned with is what our responsibilities are. And it's something that sometimes living in a world which isn't too keen on responsibility, we tend to forget about. You know, we think that, my responsibility, who cares? No, responsibility requires concern. But exemption from responsibility? There's no concern about anything. That's the same problem. It's the same problem, and this problem is just as serious, and I care about it just as much. But no, nothing to worry about, because there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam in the world. My only worry, my only concern is what I'm supposed to do. All right, that's one idea. Just one more thing, please bear with me. The Sipurnu, when Avraham Avinu says, Matite liba hoich hariri, so he says some very strange thing over here. He says, She'ein li ben memale mekoimi bahanhogas mamuini. I don't have a son to fulfill my place when I pass on, to take care of my money. That's what he's concerned about. Ke omru, and he brings a posuk from Yirmio. He says, V'chein uben meshek beisi hu da mesek eliezer, shehu eved, bilti noida bishmoi, avo b'shem iroi bilvad, v'ein sofek ki pe'ulas ho eved b'hanhogas ha'bayis v'hamomoyin. There's no sofek that the activities, the responsibility, the reliability of the eved in taking care of the house and the finances, shehein miyiro, that's from fear, or that's, I guess, even later, but he was used to it. He's a mentality of an eved. I'm an eved. I have to serve my master, and he's the master, and I'm afraid, or I have this whatever the level of yiro. He says, ain, it's no, ain't, there's no different, there's no doubt, nivdolois harbe mipu'ulois haben bahanhogosom shehen me'ava. Different from that of a son who is me'ava. If my eved will have to continue the hanhogas of the money, then it's not going to be the same. Because he acts out of yira. That's the way he's been doing it all these years. My ben will act out of avo. He'll take care of my estate and my monetary affairs out of love. And it'll be a different level of fiscal responsibility, of financial insight and wisdom and research and whatever he does, because it's out of love. So, And then it continues that it's really more of the same. In the next one, he says, basically, that's the idea. Hashem promises, no, you will have a son. You'll see a son who'll be matzliach lo yirosh chozeh, ki masher yetzim imeyecho, and you'll have a ben to be matzliach, take care of all your financial affairs. Vos tutzach over here, what's going on? Avraham Avinu's concern in having a son is he needs a financial heir, an heir who'll be more responsible for his finances than will be an eved. An eved doesn't do it out of love. But it's all about money, that's all. What about Yitzchok? And what about the future of the world? And what about the message of he discovered the Baal HaBira, and he wants to pass this message and the Chesed and everything Avraham Avinu stood for to pass on to future generations? His concern is what? I need a Yerush because the Yerush will love me as opposed to the Eved, and that's going to make the difference in protecting my Mammon. And then Bechlal, this Eved. Who was Eliezer? Eliezer was the Rosh Yeshiva. Eliezer was Deile Damesek, Deile Umashka Mitoirosu Shel Rabbi Lacherim. He drew from the deep wells of the Torah of Avraham Avinu, and he taught it to the world. That's what he did. That's what Eliezer. He relied on him and relied on him for the Shidduch of Yitzchak. He was the most loyal and reliable servant of Rosh Yeshiva, the Talmud Muvik of Avraham Avinu. And yet, not enough. The ben is a ben. He was concerned about that, that the ben would do whatever he does out of love. So some very, very strange things going on over here. It seems that, must say, Avraham Avinu wasn't concerned just about where is his wealth going to go. He built an empire. He was a very wealthy man. Chazal say he had the mamish, like he was the oisher, the gvir of the Middle East, I don't know, but the money that he's concerned, the money was obviously to do chesed. The money was obviously to be marbitz Torah. The money was obviously to build a house with four entrances and to provide food for all the guests and all the other chasodim that Avraham Avinu did. It was obviously part of his mission in life was not just to make sure that somebody's going to take good care of his investments. So obviously that's what he was doing. Now, if that was the tachlis, then why wasn't he concerned about Eliezer? Eliezer is the Talmud, and he has to be the one to carry on. And what do you mean? Should I have a ben who'll be able to take my message with love and carry it on to the next generation? And that should be more of a concern, or equal concern. You need both. But it seems dafka to talk about the money. That's what I'm concerned about. In terms of the Torah, in terms of the giving over, in terms of the teaching the next generation, Eliezer's okay. I'm all right with him. He's not my son, but he's my Talmud. He's going to do a good job. But when it comes to money, nah. There's a level more. Eliezer, I'm sure, loved Avraham Avinu too. He was his Talmud Muvik. But there's some, Ben. And that's going to make a difference, some ever so slight maybe great difference, I don't know, in the financial success of this operation, of my estate. Oh, that's going to make the difference. That's my concern. It seems that Eliezer, he was not concerned about Eliezer. Eliezer's going to do his job. And, what do you mean? It's not my father's job, it's only my master's job. I would assume, you're going to question this, but I would assume that the pshat must be because he's working for a different master. Eliezer is working for the Rabbeinu Shalil. Avraham Avinu was not passing on his personal Torah to Eliezer. He passed on his Torah. He connected Eliezer with the Rabbeinu Shalil. Memela, in terms of Eliezer, in terms of the job that he was doing, he wasn't concerned because Eliezer is working directly for Hashem. It's not me. He's not working for me. And therefore, the mila of my son, who loves me more, would not be a mila necessarily in that work that Eliezer has to do. Because Eliezer's job is, listen, Avraham Avinu introduced me to the Bayri Olam, and now I work for him. He's my boss. I do what he tells me. I do his bidding. I'm teaching and preaching his word. And that's what it's all about. And therefore, the difference between a son and a Talmud would not make the difference. But when it comes to the money that's necessary for that operation, even though Eliezer was the Talmud mover who was relied upon to teach and working dedicatedly, working for the Rabbeinu Shalom to make it all happen, and if the money was necessary for the teaching, which it must be, otherwise what's Avraham Avinu worried about so much, then he certainly would take good care of it. But there's going to be a slight difference because he's not my son and the money is mine. I amassed the wealth, and this is my wealth. And if I pass it on to my son, who loves me more than my Talmud, who's working more me'ava than me'ira, then there's going to be an extra measure of security or of assurance that it's going to be dealt with well. That was Avraham Avinu's concern. So it's a meritic thing. You see a few things, you see. Number one, that the connection between a Rebbe and a Talmud, the Rebbe has to be focused on, it's not him that he's passing over to the Talmud. It's his connection that he's connecting to the, it's almost like he's connecting him, he's the conduit to connect him to the Rabbeinu Shalalem, not the direct. So he's not doing my thing, he's not working for me. And on the other hand, the money is so critical that the difference in how well he's going to take care of it is part of Avraham Avinu's responsibility. And when Avraham Avinu talks to the Rabbeinu Shalom about Anochi Hoylech Hariri, he doesn't have children. The tragedy of history would have been had he not had a child. His focus is what? Because the money that's needed to build the moistus that I need to do to accomplish that Eliezer needs to do, that's going to be taken care of a little bit less, and that Ava will make all the difference. And in fact, Ava makes all the difference. The Orchas Tzadikim says at the beginning of the Shar HaAva, Shar HaMishi, he says, so Ava kolelas maisim rabim yoysu mikol amidis. Uba eis shiosim odem avosoi l'ro, ein mido ro b'chol amidis kemoyo. Uk shiosim odem avosoi l'toivo, hi l'mala mikol amidis. Shenem av aftes Hashem l'kecho, v'ein mala b'avidis haber yoysu mishu avid me'avo. He says, Ava is the greatest mila. Ava has the greatest influence. And it seems that this difference, ever so slight, where Eliezer was completely dedicated to the cause and knows that he needed the money for the cause, but it would have made a difference because this is my son. There's a different, another measure, great love there was, but another measure there, and that would make all the difference. And what's the difference, Lamaisa? I don't know. The difference, Lamaisa, is number one, we need money for Moshe Satera, so maybe it would be a good appeal. Number two, I think that the power of love is very critical in everything that we do. And number three, I think that the realization that a Talmud connects to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and it's not the same as taking care of the father's wealth as it is taking care of the Rabbeinu Shalom's world. Those are some interesting thoughts.